Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture.
Contextual understanding. January 27th, 2026. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. The book of Proverbs belongs to the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Its primary author is King Solomon, son of David, who reigned in the 10th century BC. Solomon was granted wisdom by God, 1 Kings 3:6 through 12, and much of that wisdom was written down for the training of God's people. Later chapters of Proverbs also include contributions from other wise men, but the overall purpose is consistent: teach Israel and God's people how to live in the fear of the Lord and to walk in covenant faithfulness. The setting of Proverbs is everyday life in ancient Israel. Israel was a covenant nation, called to honor God not only in worship, but also in work, family, relationships, and finances. Proverbs provided short, memorable sayings that trained the young and reminded the mature how to live wisely before God. Chapter 3, in particular, is framed as the teaching of a father to a son, urging trust in the Lord and obedience to his ways. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 applies this call to trust to the realm of wealth. In Israel's agricultural society, first fruits were the first and best portion of the harvest. According to the law, Exodus 23, 19, Deuteronomy 26, 1 through 4, these offerings were brought to the tabernacle or temple as an act of worship. Giving first fruits required faith because a farmer gave to God before knowing how plentiful the full harvest would be. The act declared, "Lord, all of this belongs to you, and I trust you to provide the rest." Within Proverbs 3, this teaching flows from the earlier command to trust in the Lord with all your heart, 3:5. Honoring God with wealth is not about legalism, but about faith, the promised result. Your barns will be filled with plenty. It does not guarantee riches, but assures God's provision. The verse functions as both command and encouragement, reminding believers that generosity flows from trust, and trust always leads to God's blessing.